Welcome to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we are here today to encourage you, to inspire you, to let you know, despite all this taking place, our God is more than able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can ever ask or imagine. He's just waiting for us to turn back to him. Here we are, God. I'm yours. As Toby Mac says in his song. Joining me today is the producer of VFN Radio program, Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And Chris.
Hey.
It's getting lighter and lighter,
I'm depressed now.
I'm telling you.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hey. Oh, there he is.
Oh, my goodness.
It's me again, Edith.
Well, we got so many things to share with you today. Hopefully, we get a chance to share with you a prophetic word. This is Sunday. It came out of the Chuck Pierce in Denton, Texas, Corinth, Texas, actually. It just confirms what God laid on our hearts about a shift that has taken place in April that started. It's exciting. Can't wait to tell you more about it. Also, this weekend, Charles Stanley with In Touch Ministry shared from his heart about a perspective of what took place with the Boston bombing, and it's just so accurate. We want to be able just to share with you Charles Stanley and what he's saying, and he nails it. I believe he totally nails it, and just so important coming from him. Also, hopefully get a chance to do the Malachi Prophecy, finishing up the next part. I believe it's the eighth part of a 10th part interview. We're going to get through this puppy. Also, more on EZ-12.
Yep.
EZ-12. Believe it or not, Malachi was holding hostage government officials. We'll tell you more about that on the program today. Simulating captivity. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. And also, Helga's Diary, a child's perspective of the concentration camps during the persecution of the Jews. Hope we get a chance to get to that and so much more. You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat.
Hello.
And Chris.
Hello.
I want to remind you, don't forget about the third hour today. After the extra hours, we're continuing on with the outpouring taking place, the awakening in Durban, South Africa, with Todd Bentley. So encouraging. First hour, extra hour, and the third hour now with a great awakening that we believe is going to stir the hearts of American church to believe God for a third great awakening in America. You're listening to VFN Radio. What a weekend. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited to be able to share with everybody, hopefully, this prophetic teaching that went out on VFN TV. It's going to go out soon about this generation. God has a word for this generation, and there's three aspects to it. And, you know, everybody likes to claim that they're the Joshua generation. Well, there's a lot of responsibility with the Joshua generation. First of all, you have to believe Moses.
Right. That's important.
Yeah, you know, that's important. I'm a Joshua generation. Dude, you ain't believe nobody, you know, but yourself. And so you got to first, you know, believe what God's doing through Moses. Secondly, you know, you're going to have to walk it out and give a Joshua report. Thirdly, you know, you're going to have to be tolerant in regards to being patient with God's people who are terrified to be able to follow God into the provision and inheritance and still hang in there.
Right.
And finally, you got to be willing to pick up the reins and lead like Moses led when God decides to take Moses to be with him so that you can bring people into their inheritance. I mean, that's a lot to call yourself a Joshua generation, but this particular prophetic word over this generation is the next step. What comes after Joshua's generation?
Right.
And we're always one generation away from a pagan society, a pagan people. And we, you know, paganism is something that most people that are paganistic don't even think about. Mm. But truly, it's having any other God other than God.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't matter whether you're wearing some puka shell, weird looking thing around your head or you got some bones digging out your nose. It don't matter. I mean, you could be fully dressed in a 3-piece suit and worshiping money instead of God, and you're a pagan. You could be running after things and stuff and, oh, I don't know, robbing God like 97% of the regular church attenders are in America right now, according to George Barna, are not even honoring God with a percentage of the increase that he's given us.
That's right.
But go figure. you know, and then we point out. Anyway, so you got, it's going to be coming out soon, hopefully really soon. They're working on it right now to make it available for you. I think it's going to happen like really, really,
really
soon.
Really soon.
Really soon. Really soon. And it'll be available on VFN TV. So just watch. You go to VFNTV.com. And, of course, you're listening to the radio, but VFN TV, you'll see that as a selection on your menu. And that takes you to teachings, you know, prophetic teachings and words and some video teachings from VFN TV and some audio teachings. And that's where we focus the full extent of a fullness of a word.
Which is also available on the app.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's also available on your app. Go to your app store and just type in VVictor VFN TV. And it doesn't matter which device you have. It'll come up for your Google device and for your Android device, I meant. Yeah, covert. It's a Google covert operation. And then your iPhone, your Apple products, and which, you know, everybody focuses on Google, but, you know, God gave me a word about Apple. Just, you know, let's just use this bridge as long as we can.
That's right.
As long as we can. We're very excited about, you know, what's taking place. Had a chance to spend some time with John this weekend. And yeah. God's just doing some awesome things. We got some great surprises that we're going to be unfolding over the next 40 days. And we're pumped about it. And listen, God is preparing for himself a sound, if you would, of his voice resounding across the land, apostolically led with a heart of Judah of worship. And it's not going to be like any of what you've seen or heard. It's going to be a fresh. And there are, you know, unless you've been everywhere at the same time, I mean, it is happening around the earth. But we believe it's time for America, the third great awakening in America, as we begin to put in the sickle and God brings in the harvest of men and women who want him, who just needed to know who he was.
Right.
That he's not all this religious whatever, and he's not all this whatever. He's a God who's in love with you, that has a plan for your life. And, you know, who does God love? Look that up on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com, and up in the search area in the upper right-hand corner, type in, who does God love? Because you'll find out God loves you. Well, you know, you heard last week, we're talking about EZ12, and you can go to EZ12.org and kind of find out what we're talking about, and we're going to keep all these words right there. But God is preparing for himself a people, and he's preparing for a great harvest to be able to come in, and so many things have taken place, so many signs have taken place, you know, in the world and in our awareness about what's going on. God will perform things in front of us to get our attention. I mean, some people say, well, he'll just talk. You know, sometimes he will, you know, shift things. Sometimes he'll pull his hand back, as we'll hear in a little while from, and you've heard from us, but you'll also hear from Charles Stanley with In Touch Ministries out of Atlanta, that he'll pull his hand back, and that's a sign to us. And there's so many signs right now that says we need to turn back to God.
Mm-hmm.
We need to turn back to God. And there's a shifting, though, that's taking place to be able to do that. We're not going to be able to use the old ways to reach what God is about to do. We have to shift. There's a word giving that we shared prophetically, and you can go also to VFN Torch, VFNTV.com, and click on prophecies and begin to look through the prophecies. But one of them is the reason why the world's government is stuck is because the church government is stuck. The church government is refusing, the old regime is refusing to let go and allow God's form of government to begin to take the leadership in what he's doing, because God's going to, it's going to happen.
Right.
It's just minimum force necessary, which is apostolic. It's apostolic. And this is the shift. It's really cool. And this word was just given on the 28th, April 28th, and so you think about that, a 40-day period. This is Chuck Pierce out of Corinth, Texas, and it's entitled, You Will Cross and the Victor's Cup Will Be Waiting. You Will Cross and the Victor Cup Will Be Waiting. Keith Pierce began to prophesy, and this is several prophets that are coming out of the Apostolic Center that's there. Do not confuse the enemy's resistance with my assistance. The trauma that you have been in has caused you to stop short. Today is a day to take one simple step towards the line, and you will see me do the rest. Where the enemy has exploded with resistance, I will explode with assistance. And through the equipping of my name, you will cross, and the victor's cup will be waiting. So arise and shake off the confusion. Arise and shake off the doubt. Cause faith will allow you to take this step that will cause the heavens to shift in a new way. Understand this shifting's taking place, but it's going to shift for you when you step in it. It's not going to shift for you when you just watch it and go, wait for it to shift. So it's by faith you step into it. And it's a new move. Ann Tate began to prophesy regarding this movement. This is a day that I'm causing the movement to shift. That's the word, right, that God's given.
Sure did.
This is a day that I'm causing the movement to shift. I have a new movement that has entered the earth. Remember, we were just talking about, you know, you can feel the new movement that's entered the earth. We were just talking with leaders around the nation, and we were talking about it.
That's right.
And in the specific time where God even spoke that it was taking place and took place, he says, the sound that is creating this movement is joining the present sound of my troop, which is, you know, the army of God, that is moving in the earth. Judah, worship and apostolic leadership, in my present congregations. Get that? Worship and apostolic leadership in my present congregations will begin to move as I am moving. In other words, these are people who abide with God, who follow Jesus. And so he just says, move, and they move. He says, stop, and they stop. It's just an army of God with a sound of worship that's in tune with heaven. If not, and that was my conjecture in what God's, and I'm going back to her word, if not, the enemy will establish himself to lessen the authority of my kingdom people in the earth. Listen, this is a precipice taking place right now. Right now, this is me interjecting, that we have to act on what God is saying. We're going to have to move. You know, if you keep doing what you've been doing, expecting different results, that's the definition of insanity.
Right.
We're going to have to break loose from what held us captive and step out beyond the walls of restrictive, pharisaical, religious, controlling mindsets and begin to obey God and walk under his leadership. Or else, we're going to lose the authority that's being issued us for this generation, which would be captivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the word. My new move will not prevent, but enhance and open the giving. Stand still and watch as the giving for your next season comes into place. You hear that? Stand still and watch as the giving for your next season comes into place. My new move is opening up the way for this giving to be released for kingdom missions. Listen, the kingdom of, this is me interjecting, the kingdom of God will be preached to all and the end will come. He didn't call us to preach salvation. He called us to preach the kingdom of God, and people enter the kingdom of God through Jesus. It's not about just getting saved. It's getting saved for a purpose and a destiny and a reason to be a family member of God. It's about kingdom, the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And so there's kingdom missions coming to pass. And that's what we've been seeing in our own presence, is that it's about the kingdom of God, which really confuses religious folks. It's like, what? So where is your, what's going on? It's the kingdom. And going back to the word, release of supply will cause giving to come into place. Judah will come to a higher place in me, and the enemy will be defeated. And God has shown us, I'm interjecting again, the giants coming down.
That's right.
And I want to encourage you right now that if, in fact, you're holding on to one of these giants and you've been using them or they've been using you, you're going to go down with them. But if you let go of this giant, if you let go of the lies and the enemy and the manipulation and the control and all this stuff, that giant will come down and you'll be free. You'll be in your right mind. But let me tell you right now, if you hold on to this heavy weight, when God brings the floods in, you'll just go down with it.
That's right.
You know, all by yourself, because you refuse to let go, which would be repent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just my conjecture there. I'm just telling you.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Back to the word. And so then, you know, Chuck begins to prophesy about reordering the future, a new way of pressing through, which is very important. He goes on to say, I, which would be Chuck Pierce, then shared my perspective from what we saw at the bombing at the Boston Marathon. We saw that although the race had been run over and over and over, the race itself was interrupted and changed. It's like something different now gets reordered for the future. A new watchful eye gets reordered for the future, and a new way of pressing through gets ordered for the future. Mm. For many of you who have been running hard, the enemy would love to ambush you at the end of your race so you finish this season devastated and without the strength to begin your next assignment. Father, we thank you, he goes on to say, that you have changed the course of the way, that we've moved forward in the last season, and now we will press across into the season in a new way. It's almost like you got to the end and God is now shifting you into the beginning in a way you've not been shifted before. And you will rerun and cross over in a way that you couldn't have crossed over in the last season. Just like, it's like nailing, is it not?
Oh, yeah.
It's like nailing it. And then he said, you will now move with the end in mind. This is so important. If you don't understand, this is me interjecting now. Habakkuk 2:2-3, you have to understand. You have to understand where you're going. So many people are wandering around visionless, and they're just kind of wandering. They're wanderers or nomads. And you have to understand what God's called you to do, what the vision is over your life and over the kingdom. And your vision should not be conflicting with the kingdom, God's kingdom. And that's obviously, you know, your kingdom versus God's. Mm-hmm. It should fit. And so Leanne Squire began to sing a song at that point in this atmosphere on Sunday. And began to sing the word of the Lord. And you will now, this is the song, and you will now move with the end in mind. You will now run, and you'll know the finish line. You will now run with the end in mind. It's going to change the way you move, the things you do. You're going to run. You're going to run with the end in mind. And all the scattered enemy that you, all the scattered energy that you've expended on many things that didn't prosper. Now you're going to harness them like God harnesses the wind, and you're going to move them towards the finish line. Towards the finish line, you'll have the end in mind. It's
wow.
Awesome, is it not?
Wow, that's powerful.
Isn't it? She goes on to say, yeah, I could truly see, this is Chuck going back, and I could truly see that the end of what the Lord was now beginning. I prophesied what the Lord showed me. I must narrow your way and refocus that which you need to be refocused in. I saw the Lord taking all the distractions and reordering it. The Lord said it would take a 40-day process to have it all reordered. That's around June 8th. But I would be able to get reordered so I could see the next end of what he was beginning. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
He goes on to say, he says, the Lord says, I am beginning something that will cause you to be established in a new way. And I'm beginning something that will help my people break forth by leaps and bounds. But I must narrow your focus so that what is now beginning, you will be able to see to the end clearly. For I reveal the end from the beginning. And then she began to sing again, Leanne. Mm. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We will now move toward the Omega with the Alpha in mind. Nicole.
Wow.
We will now move with the end in mind. All the scattered energies that will have been expended, you will now harness them like God harnesses the wind. And you'll move in one direction. You'll move with the end in mind.
Wow.
It's encouraging. It's like, man, it's right in line. And so all of a sudden, this next part of the word comes in. And it's about opening your eyes to see in the same atmosphere. This, it was just charged, obviously, with a prophetic word with Barbara Wintrouble. She says, she began to share the word that morning, same morning. This is the time that I am activating the seer anointing, which would be the prophetic anointing, in a whole new way. I'm going to cause you to see what you could not see in the past days past. For you have even had awareness of activity of the enemy, but I am opening your eyes and activating the seeing anointing so that you can see that there are more that are for you than there are against you.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Wow.
And finally, the last part. This is a new time. And you're going to see, even though there's been an awareness of the enemy, in this hour, there will be such a new strength that will come to my people because the seer anointing will see the angelic activity and will see the presence of the Lord in a new way. So watch me as I open your eyes in a new way and cause you to see what you could not see in days of past. Isn't that amazing? Remember that even that Wednesday broadcast and God speaking to us and very specifically, and we're just blown away how God was just moving. And as that moment when I grabbed the studio door, it's just like new eyes.
That's right.
It was just this whole new seer anointing that just dropped. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
just totally dropped right there. And the shift, I mean, God just shifted everything. And he gave me a vision about when the shift would take place, and I wasn't fully understanding it at that point. But it took place on April the 15th. Mm-hmm. April the 15th in the nation, in the church. Mm-hmm. And that week, the April the 15th through the 20th, that Monday through Friday, in a time of fasting and prayer, I mean, God just released it to us.
Right.
And with that, we're so excited to be talking about EZ12. You'll hear more about that. You can go to EZ12.org. That the VFN Dream Center is going to be opening up in the Gulf Coast. Listen, it's an apostolic center. It's a kingdom, missions-minded people, apostolically led for what God is doing in this season. And God's doing all around the earth and all around the nation. But this is, if God's connected you, maybe you begin to pray for us as we're walking these things out. Over the next 40 days, we're going to see some specific things begin to unfold and get clarity. And God's calling you to give. He's calling you to give time. He's calling you to give financially. Now's the time to sow into this new wind. Understand that if you cast your bread upon the water, it'll come back to you. But if you wait and thinking too much, it's not going to happen. Listen, the authority of God's being released in a new way during this season, and you have to be able to participate in what God is doing to be able to be a part of what God's doing. So give financially. Give prayerfully, you know, give of your time, be a part of what God is doing in this season. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back.
Are prayer clubs lawful in public schools? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Calling concerning my daughter. She's a freshman at Hale Christian High School.
All right.
And the school has formed a club of homosexual and lesbian and also a Harry Potter club.
Okay.
And she wanted to know if she could form a prayer club and what was her rights on that.
Okay, she can under the Equal Access Act, the same act that gives these other clubs a right to meet, really also protect religious clubs. I took that case to the Supreme Court in 1990. We won in an 8-1 decision. You go to aclj.org on the website. You can get information there, but I'm also going to put you online. We'll get you in touch with our legal staff. We'll walk you right through the process, and the answer is yes. So you hang on the line. We'll get you some help right away.
Find an affiliate, subscribe to our podcast, or listen online to our half-hour radio program, Jay Sekulow Live, every weekday at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Have you ever found yourself just wondering who to talk to? Wondering if there's anybody real? You've tried everything. You've looked to every relationship. Find yourself possibly, you know, being an addict. Run through every door, every opportunity. And it seems like all your doors are closing. It seems like everywhere you're going, it's just, you turn and you end up in the exact same place. And I relate to you, because that's exactly where I was. I had nobody to turn to, or at least I thought I didn't. I tried everything, and I felt all alone. I felt that there was nowhere else to go, that I could not find the very reason that my life was. I couldn't find my purpose. And I want to encourage you that there is a place to reach out to. You can reach out to Jesus Christ, that he is real. And if you feel that God can't use you, I want to share truth with you that he can. And he wants nothing more than to spend time with you and have a relationship with you. And you can check out the stories and read the stories of other people who are in situations like you, or possibly in worse or just different situations than you. Go to meetmyfather.org and find out your heavenly father that wants nothing more than to know you. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Steve, Pat, I got to tell you, I've had two experiences when it comes to reading the Bible. I've read the Bible before, and it was like a dictionary.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense. Right. Couldn't understand it.
Right.
And after one page, I said, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
But then I've had another experience.
Yeah.
And that's when I spent time abiding with God.
Big difference.
That the Bible literally has come alive. That which with each word as I read, each verse, I just sense God's presence with me. I sense that he's speaking to me, and I find that his word gives me direction. It gives me the light that I need. I tell you, if you've read the Bible before and you're struggling because it just doesn't make sense, maybe you don't know where to start, I want to encourage you to get a plan at iabide.org. It's a plan, a very simple plan. It's going to help you to have an abiding relationship. What does that mean? That means that you're going to find a set time, a set place where you're just not going to try to study the Bible, because you can't study the Bible. It's not a tutorial. It's not a textbook. It's a living book that comes with the author. And you're going to have an opportunity to sit and engage God, and he's going to engage you. iabide.org, where you can learn to hear the voice of God. If I've heard this once, I've heard it too many times. When I run into someone and they tell me, I just don't want to be a part of a crowd. I just don't want to be part of another group. I don't want to be another number.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to go to an event. I want to experience God.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy fellowship with God's people. And I want to grow. I want to be a true disciple. I want to learn of his ways. I want to abide with him and spend time with him. And I want to hear God for myself. I'm no longer interested in being a spectator, but I want to get in the game.
Yeah.
I want to fulfill the great commitment. I want to fulfill the great commission. But I just don't see where I fit in the crowd. If that's you and you have a longing to fulfill the call of God in your life, if you have a longing just to truly be what God's called you to be, a son and daughter of God, a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you want to be a part of a family that's not just spectating and watching others do it, but are actually doing it together, I want to encourage you, find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
Welcome back to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat and Chris. What a word. If you missed the word we just shared from Chuck Pierce, and also some other words that God's been sharing with us, kind of just sharing simultaneously, it's like, you're going to be encouraged because a shift has taken place. A shift has taken place in America, in the atmosphere, which means there's an authority that's here to be able to accomplish what God has called us to do as the church. But understand this, it's going to require you stepping out in faith. You can't go with, you know, the fear and trembling is supposed to be before God, not before man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, quite often people say, well, I got fear and trembling. That's because you're scared of that man or woman or person or thing or whoever, your mama, your dad, whoever, I don't know. And, but it's like, no, it's like, it's we have to step out. And if the second great awakening and the first great awakening was done on horseback, come on, you know, you're talking moments and just moments, you know, that the glory of God is already filling the earth. But in moments, people can reach out and touch him, though he's not far from them, and just shift an entire heart of a people as the authority is shift. And if you haven't yet begin to go to ez12.org. E, that's the letter E, the letter Z, 12.org. That's for Ezekiel. You know, this is a sign. It's time for us to respond, as you also heard a prophetic word that the Isaac, the hurricane that came over Florida, was a shot fired over the bow of America's ship. Simultaneously, when that word was being given, shots were being fired at the Empire State Building in New York. And you got to hear this prophetic word. You go to the VFN Torch at VFNDV.com. You need to build your faith to understand, hey, you know, warning shot means another one's coming.
Right.
And Isaac means laughter. And what Proverbs 1 says, because you didn't listen to me, because you didn't listen to my rebuke, you didn't respond to me, I'm going to laugh at your disaster, right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
And, you know, I don't know how your doctrine relates up to that, but you need to align it with the word of God. That's what God says. And it's like, okay, these troubles going to come on you. You didn't listen to me, but the trouble's going to bring you back to me, hopefully, if you understand and have a perspective of what's going on. If messengers that God's raising up will explain to you how the how God operates and what he does. And, hey, that's what VFN Radio is, a messenger. We're talking to you now, letting you know, listen, that God was even telling us back then that his hand was being lifted. Not totally gone, because it would just totally, we just go to nothing, but enough to get our attention. When you got to hear this, you know, you got to hear Charles Stanley with In Touch Ministries, you know, a man of God, and he's sharing the perspective of this Boston bombing. And it's just really powerful, because if you know Charles Stanley, you know, it's like James Robinson sharing the word, you know, either humble yourself or be humiliated. Mm-hmm. And you have, it's like, this is James Robinson. I mean, he used to be a rough dude and coarse, and then he got saved. No, then he got, he repented of all that and got freed. And now he's just this big ball of jello love, you know, he's like, and Charles Stanley's just, you know, consistent and persistent and just, but he is, I mean, he's tapped into, and I want you to hear, he's given a perspective right here on In Touch. He's given a, you get to this also, the fullness of this word at intouch.org. And he also has an app that you can even download. But it's just Charles Stanley sharing from Atlanta about the perspective of the bombing that took place, and listen to it and begin to help get a perspective, because he delivers it just like it's to be delivered. Listen up. This is Charles Stanley.
So people who have those feelings, those attitudes, they have an unscriptural view of God, that he's a God of love, and all of us are going to get to heaven some way or another. Everybody's going to get there. Praise God. Everybody's going to get there. Everybody is not going to get there. And without Christ, you're not going to get there, whoever you may be. And he's a God of love and goodness and mercy. And so
you're listening to Charles Stanley. This is so important, because he's trying to bring some clarity and doctrine. He's this gospel of grace versus the gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached. It says you can do anything, say anything, as long as you said a prayer. I mean, it's not going to happen. Everybody's not going to get there who hadn't made Jesus the Lord of their life. And so he's explaining that right now, because the intensity. But listen up. This is Charles Stanley.
So I think about the people who don't know the ways of God. Listen, you cannot know the ways of God without reading the Word of God. You can't know the ways of God without studying the Word of God. Because herein we find out who he is, how he thinks, how he works. And God has certain ways in which he works. There's certain things he puts up with, certain things he doesn't. And the ways of God are very important and very exciting, really, to learn. And one of the ways of God is simply this, that he answers the prayers of his children. When they come to him in the right mind, right heart, he answers their prayers. And we could just go down a long list of the ways God works. One of the ways that God works is he chastens, that is, he gives us a whipping, is what he's saying. He whips us a little bit when we get out of line with him. Is that good or bad? Well, if you're getting a whipping, you'd say no. If you know what his goal is, you'd say, yes, God, don't stop till you get me right. Get me back in line, whatever it might be. But people who don't understand the ways of God, they think we can just pass legislation and just go our way and live in sin, immorality, and pass all of this, and nothing's going to happen. Yes, it is going to happen, because God will not violate his own. Listen, we're asking God to violate his own nature. by ignoring the corruption, the immorality, and the direction in which we're heading. He's not going to do it. He can't violate himself. And so there are people who say, well, I just don't know about God. Well, the reason you don't know about him, you haven't read his word. And many people find it painful just to face the idea of God. So they say, well, you know what? I don't want any of this God stuff in my life. Well, listen, you're going to get it. You're either going to get him in your life now, or you're going to get it in the judgment, and there is no escape. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment of Almighty God.
This is so important because George Barna says 81% of regular church attenders, people who profess to be Christians, aren't even reading their Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And the 19% that are reading, 3% of them are the only ones that are really making decisions based off of it in their life. And so he's saying, listen, the reason why you don't know, you're not reading your Bible.
Right.
You're not reading your Bible. You're listening to Charles Stanley in response, his response to, you know, this bombing in Boston that took place. Listen.
And so our response to these things ought to be asking the Lord, well, why do you let these things happen? And so many people don't want to answer that. So I just simply ask a series of sobering and inescapable questions, really. Does God plan the kind of events we saw happen? Does he plan those? Does he execute those? No, he does not. The second question is, did God know about them before they happened? Yes, he did. He knows about everything. Well, what's the next question? The next question is the natural one. If he knew about it, then why didn't he prevent it? Could he have prevented it? Yes, he could have. Why didn't he? Well, let's go back to mention one of the scripture again, and I'm coming to this. He says, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Well, listen, was God was he working in behalf of evil? No, he was not. This was an evil act, mercilessly killing people, children of God, creations of God. Listen, this is an evil act. But let me add one to that. Those doctors out there who are killing babies day after day after day for money, they're just as guilty of tragedy as someone who would destroy a building full of people.
You're listening to Charles Stanley's response to getting a perspective of this Boston bombing taking place. And, you know, it's this horrific disaster where 4 lives were lost, many people injured and lost limbs, and it was tragic. But listen, millions of children are being done the very same way. They're literally ripping babies out of a womb with their limbs, you know, as they can't pull the baby out. And mm-hmm. So they'll literally pull the baby apart trying to pull the baby out.
Mm.
And we can't even show you these pictures. But it's the same thing happening to the child, the innocent bloodshed
right. That's
taking place. And he's saying, listen, we got to get a perspective of why these things are taking place. You're listening to Charles Stanley give a perspective, a godly perspective, of this Boston bombing, this terrorist bombing that took place.
Tragedy is tragedy, any way you look at it. The Bible says, thou shalt not commit murder. Well, to take a child that is alive out of the womb, some, and still in the womb, and to kill the baby is at nothing but murder. Why don't we hear about it on the television, the radio? Why are we so silent about something that is so disastrous in the mind of God? He knows what's going on. He sees what's happening to his precious creations.
This is so important because say what you must and say what you will, the church is deathly silent through all these things. Silent. And it's time for us to rise up. And he's going to challenge us in this. You're listening to Charles Stanley give a perspective of why did this bombing take place? What happened with the Boston Marathon terrorist bombing?
We're not talking about grass and flowers. We're talking about people, souls, lives. And yet it goes on and on and on. So what can we expect? So could he have prevented what we've seen happen? Yes, he could, because the scripture says that God has established his throne in the heavens and his sovereignty rules over all, everything, every possible thing he rules over it. Secondly, if he's not in charge, if he's not in control, who is? Is it luck? Is it chance? or is it just fate? And a third question is, if he could not have prevented this, what does it imply?
Well, this is so important. You're listening to VFN Radio. We're going to come back, continue listening to Charles Stanley's response to this bomb, answering those questions in just a moment. You're listening to VFN Radio.
Are you in a spiritually mismatched marriage? This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and it may feel like God's not doing anything. You might be frustrated, but Lee Strobel offers encouragement that even when you don't see progress, God is still at work.
And friends, I want to tell you something. If you are a Christian, married to someone who's not a Christian, this is not a wasted time in your life. Yes, it's difficult, but God can and He will use this experience to mold you into someone, to shape your character and values and outlooks and attitude in such a way that He never could have done had you not gone through this pain.
But we all have seasons in life when we're not sure what it's all about. But as Lee said, even when you're not seeing results, you can be growing in your relationship with God. You can hear this entire message about surviving a spiritually mismatched marriage today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
God, the creator of the universe, loves you. He has a plan for your life. He wants to walk with you and make His heart known to you. He wants to forgive you of where you failed and you made mistakes, where things came to an end and you think there's no hope. There's hope. There's hope in Jesus Christ. That God is wanting you to meet Him. He's not far from you, but He had to make a way for you to get to Him. And He did that through His Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you've got to meet Father God. Jesus came for one reason. He came for this reason all, to make the Father known. That's our ministry to you. We want to make the Father known to you through His Son, Jesus Christ. We shared a couple of our stories. We didn't share everything, but you know the ones that we did share, we're just trying to tell you that we're just like you, you know, and maybe worse, you know, that we needed God, you know, that I was going the way of the world. I was lost. I looked for love in all the wrong places. I ended up on a dead end street, all those different things that, you know, you go through in your life. You run after, you know, wealth and things and geographical locations and people and all that. And it just ends with the same, probably worse, because now you have all these things that you went to that just left you high and dry and ashamed and all that. Let me tell you something. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He's made a way that He can forgive you, cleanse you, and all of those wrongs and all that sin, He can totally take that away from you through His Son, Jesus Christ. You got to meet Him. Listen, He wants to know you. Are you ready to know Him? You've got to meet Him. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet Him. Isn't it so cool, all of our Facebook fans out here and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know, if you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it. Right. When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook. Mm. You can go to VFNTV.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting. And we want to encourage you not only to go to our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights. Go to the VFN TV blog and just copy the link of one of those blogs and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. And now you can go into the wonderful basket of opportunity on VFNTV.com, go to the VFNTV blog, go to the highlights, and just copy something there and just paste it into your Facebook, and they'll get it and be able to listen to it on their phones or whatever. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFN TV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us. It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. Welcome back to VFN Radio. We're listening to Charles Stanley In Touch Ministries in response to the Boston bombing, a biblical perspective, a God perspective of what took place on the bombing, the Boston Marathon bombing. We've got to hear this, and we're answering the questions about what does God's perspective on this. You know, what is God's perspective in regards to this? And he just got to finish talking about abortions that it was taking place. You know, it's horrific what took place in Boston. It was just, I mean, think about it. The death, the mayhem, the loss of limbs. But he's talking about the 50 million children who've been treated that way in their mother's womb in America. Mm-hmm. The abortions that took place. And if you just Google the word abortions and click on images, you'll see the very same thing. 50 million. Mm-hmm. 50 million. We have to, look, dear God, end abortion, send revival. Listen, this is all a response. But God's mercy saying, listen, this is minimum force necessary to get us to turn back to him. But listen, if you listen to Charles Stanley's perspective on In Touch Ministry about the bombing that took place, and he's answering these three questions. Listen up.
If he could not have prevented what's been going on these past days, it says those two men were stronger than God. If he couldn't have prevented it, they were stronger than God because they set out for the sole purpose of killing and maiming people. That was their goal. Ungodly goal. Satanic goal. Sadistic goal. A depraved mind. A dark mind. And they set out to do it. Why did God allow it to happen? Well, let's think about that for a moment. Was it his will? No. Watch this. There is the will of God, and then there's the permissive will of God. It was not the will of God that it happened, but he permitted it to happen. He will allow you to disobey him if you absolutely insist. But with that comes the penalty. And the penalty depends upon what you may have done. So why does God allow these things to happen? And whatever he allows, listen, whatever he allows, he sets limitations on it. It could have been 5 bombs. It could have been a lot more people. But there was a limitation. Did God do it? No, he did not. He had nothing to do with it, but he did allow it to happen, and we have to face that. So here's the question. Why would God allow something like this to happen? Well, let's go back. Why did he allow 9/11 to happen and kill 3,000 people? And isn't it interesting? Listen carefully to the rest of this message in case you've missed the first part. Think clearly. 9/11, 3,000 people lost their lives, plus all the connections and families out there, thousands of people connected to them. 3 weeks, churches were full of people. Praying, thanking God, praising God for safety and all this. After about 3 weeks, you know what happened? We went back to our same old ways. You think God forgot that? No, he didn't. So the question is this. Is God sending us another warning? You say, warning about what? Okay, let's think about it for a moment. We decided to get the Bible out of schools, get prayer out of schools. We decided that we were just going to make our society very immoral. And the best way to make it immoral is to close the Word of God. Don't see what God thinks, what He says. Just do what comes naturally in a fallen life. And so what we have is we have a society that is becoming more and more corrupt, more and more immoral as the days go by. Look at what these legislators are voting on. You and I would never have thought that it would ever become an issue or never cross their minds. Look at the kind of society you're going to grow your children up in. Are they going to be in the situations and circumstances where it'll be very difficult for them to live a Christian life, to live a godly life because of the immorality that's all around them? It already is here. In other words, what else can we do to slap the hand of Almighty God to tell Him to stay out of our business? Because we're doing everything we can possibly do to violate the Word of God. And you say, well, these people don't know the Word of God. They could if they wanted to. And listen, there's so much gospel on the radio and television. If you live in this country, it's your own fault if you don't listen. It's your own fault if you don't listen.
You think about that. That's exactly it. There's so many things. You're listening to Charles Stanley. Hope we get a chance to hear all this. But, you know, the perspective of what's taking place in America, and you got to force yourself not to hear the gospel. You have to force yourself. I mean, there's probably never been a generation like today's generation that has it all around them. Granted, you know, that there's so many contradictions, and the Joshua generation, as I mentioned earlier, not even concerned about the next generation, even aborting the next generation. The pagan generation that's just basically, you know, whatever. And there's a lot of contradictions. But I got good news for you. God is raising up messengers that are all in alignment with the voice of the Lord and anointed to be able to bring a delivering message to you. So begin to look for the anointing. Begin to look for the Lord. You're listening to Charles Stanley give a perspective of this Boston bombing. Listen up.
And so why are all these things happening? Well, I'll tell you one of the reasons, not only that, but that we're trying to remove God out of our society. We started back yonder little by little with school children, and now we're up to the point now that we don't want any crosses anywhere. Let me ask you, what's wrong with a cross? I'll tell you what's right with it. It's where Jesus died for our salvation, and the ungodly world we live in does not want to be reminded, what? They're reminded of a salvation because they don't want to think about having any sin to be saved from. And so they want to take the cross down, take them off of buildings, take them this, that, and other. Before long, they'll tell you, ladies, you can't wear it around your neck. And then, what's wrong with the cross? It's a reminder of their sinful condition. There's a Savior. Secondly, why would they allow a teacher to tell the kids to put the name of Jesus on a piece of paper and stomp the paper? They should have been fired within 5 minutes. Still there, I think. So what I'm saying, what's wrong with Jesus? What all of a sudden got wrong with the name of Jesus and the cross? I mean, the name of Jesus is a part of our history all the way back. And there are folks who'd like to deny that, but there's so much proof you can't deny it. So they want to take away the cross. But what I want you to see is it's something in them. There's nothing wrong with a cross except what it represents. It represents God. It represents His love for sinful man. It represents sinful man that he needs to be saved. And it represents the price God paid in the person of Jesus Christ to save every single one of us. They can't stand it because it brings conviction. And then they'll make decisions and say, well, you know, those who are higher up. Well, what about somebody standing up to higher up and make a decision that is godly and what you know is right?
That's so important. You're listening to Charles Stanley give a perspective of the bombing. We're going to hear the rest of this in just a moment. And if we don't finish it, we'll come into the extra hour. But know this, that so many people say, you know, I would, but my boss would fire me. Or I would, you know, but like he's talking about the hires up. That kind of covers so many different genres when you say that. But like, hello, God's higher than everybody. Listen, what we're telling you, Listen, this is important. This is not theory. We've seen God take people who didn't know God or thought they knew him and begin to teach them how to hear his voice. They begin to follow him and abide, and it makes no logical sense in the context of trying to figure things out the world's way. But God takes them with a word of knowledge, places them in a place, creates an entire position for them at a business, if you would, and begin to promote them faster than you could spin your head in the midst of all these things that are going on right now. Listen, our God will take care of you, right. But you got to choose who is your God. Who is your God? And these things that are taking place, understand that it's a warning for us. It can get worse. And we're going to continue listening in a moment in the extra hour. Just join us in the extra hour as we listen to Charles Stanley, because it's very important what he's saying, because you're going to hear, you know, that what you do is you begin to hear the same spirit, what God is saying to all of us that are hearing from him, that it's about to get worse. Many things like this are about to happen. But I got good news for you. If we turn it around, meaning our heart, if we get rid of our pagan ways and turn back to God and begin to follow him and make Jesus the Lord, leader, complete control of our lives and surrender to him and begin to walk that out and be his disciple, understand this stuff will stop. The same Lord that told us the storm is coming and the storm, allowing the storm to be here, can stop it. If you don't believe so, read about Nineveh and Jonah. There is hope. Join us in the extra hour where we are going to be finishing up Charles Stanley's perspective on the Boston bombing. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at bfntv.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at bfntv.com. You're listening to BFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.